Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday morning. My dad's going to call in and tell the joke. We're going to talk about the 50 greatest American inventions of the past 50 years and how they've been rated here on the show and much more. If you want to talk or text, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number here. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My great friend Steve Cochran has your morning drive at 6, and where they will tell you all about the neighbors across the street from us. Oh, yeah. So before I start talking about the greatest American inventions of the past 50 years, I want to mention and recommend something that I watched over the weekend on Netflix at the suggestion of our good friend Dan Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter. He raved about a new Netflix stand-up special with Hannah Gadsby called Nanette. And I watched it, and it was it's staggering is what it is. It was incredible. It's more than just a stand-up special. It goes beyond that, and she is a lesbian who grew up in Tasmania, where for most of her life, homosexuality was considered a crime, and it was a criminal offense. And so this is about her reflecting on her life as a lesbian and as a comedian, and deciding that she's going to quit comedy because she can't do the self-deprecation anymore. It's just getting to her. And the set is an hour long, and it starts out, you know, funny and insightful with, you know, autobiographical stories that were, you know, funny. And then it takes a turn and becomes an extraordinarily powerful, devastating look at abuse of by men, homophobia, sexual abuse, and the tension that's in the room when she's talking about it. It just never lets up. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It is one of the most satisfying pieces of stand-up I've ever seen. One of the best pieces of stand-up I've ever seen. And it becomes more than just stand-up. It starts out, you'd think, okay, we're going to hear, you know, we're going to hear this woman who lived this life, was kind of uncomfortable. She has a kind of an unusual appearance, talks about being mistaken for a man, talks about being threatened to be beaten up by a man who thought that she was a man hitting on his girlfriend. And then the stories get darker and the truths become more clear. And I can't tell you how powerful this thing is. And I just wanted to mention it to everybody. I really hope you watch it. It's Hannah Gadsby, and it's called Nanette. And it was filmed at the Sydney Opera House. She's very, very popular in Australia and is breaking through to the mainstream here in America, and deserves all the attention and all the praise that you can possibly heap upon her. This is an extraordinary piece of work. And especially in this day and age and during the whole Me Too movement, this is just an extraordinary piece of work. It's devastating. It destroyed me while I watched it. She's a wonderful performer. She's very charming. Her material is well written, and she's funny. And then as this thing builds to just a shattering climax, and she may never do comedy again. I mean, the idea is that she can't do it anymore. She just can't do it. And this is self-examination. This is truths. This is using the stand-up forum and the art form to get a message across that needs to be getting across, and to also exercise some demons and to smack people in the face with what is allowed to happen to women in particularly. So Hannah Gadsby is her name, and the special is called Nanette. It's on Netflix, and I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to get that out there, because this is a really important work. This is a really, really groundbreaking, important, devastating work. It's just a staggering work, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. And I, first of all, I want to thank Dan Feinberg last week for saying, hey, you should watch this, it's really great. So anyway, if you get a chance, you really have to watch this. So it's Hannah Gadsby, and it's called Nanette. So Esmeralda, do you have Netflix? You have Netflix, correct, Esmeralda?
I do, yeah.
You should watch this, because it's really stunning. Really, really stunning. Nanette is what it's called, and it's just, it's an astonishing piece of work that I think everybody should watch. I have to talk to see if Patty's watched it. I'd love to get her perspective on it. But yeah, no, it's just, you know, you'll be, I mean, I was a wreck. I was a wreck when it was during it, cried my eyes out, and it's a real special piece of work. So Hannah Gadsby with Nanette. Watch it now. right now. So now, Dan, had you heard of her before?
I had not heard of her before Dan mentioned her.
I knew of her, and I know that she's like I said, she's very, very popular in Australia, in her hometown. In Australia, and had moments here in America. I saw her on Seth Meyers a couple of weeks ago before Dan mentioned her, and that was like my first exposure. I had heard of her. I'd never seen her work. I'd never seen her stand up before. But the first exposure that I had was on Seth Meyers, where they talked about the special, and it didn't even, you know, like, talking about it. What I'm saying right now, what I've said for the past few minutes about it, is barely scratching the surface about how important a piece of art this is. Like, really, just it's very, very important, and especially also in deconstructing comedy the way she does. It's just astonishing. And the stuff that she shares and the feelings that she goes through while she's sharing this, it's jaw dropping and great. So, Hannah Gadsby, Nanette on Netflix. So, watch it, because it's amazing. Okay, we're going to talk about American inventions and some of the 50 greatest American inventions of the past 50 years. Dan, where did this come from?
This is MSN.com.
MSN.com. And I'm looking at some of these, and it's just funny because so some of them, I'm looking at the years, and I'm like, really? That was the year that was invented?
Right. And one of the interesting things about this list is that, you know, as you're pointing out, you know, it was invented in this year, but it didn't come ubiquitous until maybe 15, 20 years later.
Exactly.
And, like, we're talking about things you do and use every day and don't blink an eye at.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got – these are really fun and interesting. So we're going to talk about some of the greatest inventions of the past 50 years.